My take or my take at thetakeaway.org.
We're going to talk about unemployment now. With the unemployment rate continuing to rise, many Americans are now on the job hunt. When considering places to look for work, Rapid City, South Dakota, or Idaho Falls, Idaho, may not be the first two cities that jump to mind, but maybe they should. A new study presented this month at the U.S. Conference of Mayors projects staggering job losses in some of the big cities like New York and Chicago, but not in 33 other, perhaps smaller places. Joining us now is Demetria Nightingale, Professor of Public Policy at Johns Hopkins University, to talk about where the jobs are and where they aren't. Good morning and welcome, Demetria. Sorry.
Good morning.
So we should add to that list Ithaca, New York, Fairbanks, Alaska, and St. George, Utah. What do they have? What's happening in those communities that are mitigating them from the financial meltdown?
Well, to some extent, if you think about it in terms of smaller towns, smaller labor markets, they have a smaller base on which you're going to start. There are also a few other cities that look like the economy is still doing okay or even growing despite the very widespread recession. In many parts of Texas, for example, in the McAllen area, Laredo, and in many Texas communities, and also in Grand Junction, Colorado, one of the areas that is continuing to grow in jobs may be the energy sector, and so that may be one factor that cuts across these communities.
And what's interesting, though, is noting that there are jobs in some communities. It's not your expectation that we're going to see a lot of people moving from, say, New York or Chicago to one of these smaller cities because of the host of issues that exist in this meltdown specifically. Explain that, will you?
Yes, I think, well, certainly there are many of them. We know historically in the U.S., people are reluctant to leave their home areas. They're reluctant to leave their families and their support systems. And this is particularly true today, I think, where many families have two workers, not one. So if you think about it, if one of those two workers has lost their job, the family may be very reluctant to leave the one job that they still do have. So they're not going to give up two jobs.
Well, Professor, how do you distinguish if you're in that precise situation between a market that is experiencing real growth even in this downtime and maybe a market that's sort of lagging, hitting the bottom, that basically you're entering a market where there are jobs now, but maybe in a year or two there aren't going to be?
Right, and I think the opposite is also true, that the labor market is dynamic. So there are always jobs coming and going. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I'm particularly interested in following is sort of the prospects over the next year or two with the economic stimulus plan, which will include funding that might accelerate the return of some jobs in those communities and also use some of the funds that are in the current economic stimulus proposal that would provide retraining for new jobs. And some of those new jobs are likely also to be in the areas of energy, whether it's related to biofuels or ethanol or wind or solar power. And also the other growth area that we haven't mentioned is healthcare, which even during the recession, there are growing demands for healthcare occupations.
And wouldn't another issue then also be whether some of that bailout money or federal aid goes to propping up the housing market also? Because you've pointed out that can be a problem. If you can't sell your home, then you can't move.
Yes, that's right. So even if people wanted to move, it would be difficult today to move for those who own homes. Of course, not all workers own homes, but those who do are strapped in terms of their options if their primary economic asset is not convertible into cash and not allowing them to move.
Hmm. Go ahead.
They talk about, when there's a gold rush, it's the guys who sell the picks and the axes who make all the money, not the people who actually get the gold. I'm wondering at what segment in, say, the stimulus package you see the most growth. Is it in consulting and administrative sort of oversight of the programs, or is it in actual, working the shovels?
Well, the proposal that is currently on the table would have a little of everything, including what's particularly relevant for this discussion is money for retraining, both for extending unemployment insurance for those who are unemployed, but also providing resources for retraining for some of these new jobs and some of the jobs that are expected to be growing over the next year or two. And that's a way to sort of shift from those who may have lost jobs in the manufacturing sector to regain the skills that they need for the growth occupations. One of the important aspects of that will also be income supports while they're in training, because unemployed workers, parents, whether they're in one worker or two worker households, can't afford to not have income coming in while they get some more education or training. And so in addition to the training would be some income supports to help these families weather the down economic period and also prepare for future jobs.
Demetra Nightingale, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
She's a professor of public policy at Johns Hopkins University. And now we turn to Mark Garrison, who has some headlines for us.
Thank you. 28 minutes after the hour.